You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay, you really want me to do this, don't you?
I do. I really want you to do it.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay, because if this sucks, we have to start the show over.
Wait, maybe you shouldn't.
No, well.
Well, yeah, no, you should.
You said do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to open the show as Casey Kasem. Okay.
Because you do anyways when you're not really trying. It's still there
I have a little bit of Casey Kasem in my voice, but like our under 30 crowd isn't going to know who this is. It's just like your request and dedication.
They can Google it.
Right. Okay, so here it goes. Hi out there, friends. It's Honestly Real Estate. I'm your host, Casey Kasem. Last week, my realtor killed my cat. Her name was Bethany Reyes.
Oh, God.
It's not even that good. It is good.
It's way better than I can do.
Well, yeah, you don't fancy yourself.
Maybe
as somebody that doesn't.
Our guests will try. Maybe. Later.
Well, I'm excited to get to our guests, but now you've got me on impressions. I got a couple more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to hear them?
I would love to hear them. There's one that I'm really hoping for. We'll see if that one comes.
It's the one that most people can do, and I think that this is it. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. But it's Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about the real estate industry. That's on Honestly Real Estate. That's why this is... Okay. Here, it's not that the interest rates are too low. It's that the inventory is too high. You have to do it. Do it now. Get to the Joppa. Make an offer.
My favorite is... I drive a biodiesel Hummer. It's like, what?
But that doesn't have anything to do with real estate. I got another one. It's Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Yes.
But he found a piece of litter in Royal Oak.
What the fuck? Sorry.
Crikey. I've never seen one of these in the wild before. It's our lucky day.
Are you sure it's not a douchebag in Royal Oak?
The elusive empty water bottle. Right here in the streets of Royal Oak. This one's just a teenager. It's not very good. See, when you do Steve Irwin, he like gets excited.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to go up with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have one more.
Okay. What's the last
one? It's Barack Obama.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And he's in an argument with Donald Trump. And he's going to call Donald Trump a liar.
Okay. I'm ready.
Ready? That's just not true. See, Barry O is a man of very few words.
Oh, Barry O.
Yeah. He's like, Donald Trump, it's just not true. All right. Enough. So
we should see everyone out there listening. I think we should come in with comments of what impression we want Mark to do.
Oh, yes. Hey, actually, comment on this. if you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Podcast Detroit, leave a comment and ask me what impression you want me to do, and I'll see if I can do it next week. Welcome to the Honestly Real Estate Show, folks, if you've actually made it past that first couple of minutes there. Honestly Real Estate, it's our job to bring you the biggest, the best, the rightest, the most up-and-coming people within the real estate industry in Southeast Michigan. We're trying to give you guys a fun and honest look at the market here. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, or if you're someone working in or around the industry, we hope to bring you some insight with our amazing guest that you can take and implement as you embark on your real estate journey. I'm super excited about our guest. I want to get to him very quick because this person is near and dear to my heart, been a friend of mine for a long time, and he's actually my business partner at our company where Bethany and I both work at Metro Group Real Estate. Out of our, well, we have two locations. We actually have an expansion team. We are in Birmingham at Keller Williams Domain, and Matt runs our Novi office at Keller Williams Advantage. To give you guys a little bit of his background, so you know who we're talking to here, because it's pretty impressive. Matt is a graduate of Western Michigan University. He's been in real estate for about 14 years, right, Soupy? 14 years?
50 years, like Mark. Mark's been in real estate for 50 years.
There she goes again. She's calling me old. Matt's been in real estate for about 14 years in several different capacities. When he graduated, he started with one of the largest home builders in the country, Pulte Homes. Worked there for about 5 years, where he transacted over $50 million in real estate. And for those of you that don't know, that's a lot. A lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of real estate. Helping a lot of people build a new home. After that, he worked for one of the largest commercial real estate brokerages, Friedman Real Estate, worked right alongside David Friedman, who's a mad scientist of commercial real estate himself. I'm sure he gained a lot of experience there. And then after that, he came and worked alongside me at a company called Marketplace Homes, where I was chief operating officer. Ding. Big,
yeah, I like picture out. You behind a board pressing buttons
that's,
when you say that.
That's like, kind of what it was.
Maybe like the Oz or something. Like
yes.
Operations.
That's pretty
manager,
much what it was. And Matt was the VP of operations pressing buttons with me. but we had about 2,000 rental properties there. We brokered about 75 deals a month. And about 3.5 years ago, we co-founded our company that I mentioned earlier, aside from all of that, aside from his impressive resume, he's one of the most knowledgeable people I know in the real estate industry, specifically when it comes to new construction homes. That is his specialty. And we are going to get into that. Anybody looking to build a new home, you want to tune into this. If you are a real estate agent and you are trying to help people build new homes, we actually work with a couple builders ourselves. He is a husband and a father to an amazing wife, Dana, and their two beautiful children, Ryan and Hayes. He is also an avid hunter who rarely shoots anything. And
I had a really hard time visualizing Matt killing something.
That's good. I think he shoots at things.
Which
he just misses.
It's you know, quite a compliment, actually.
Just a lot of napping.
Yes, exactly. Sits in a
cold
tree, goes home,
napping.
Sleeps. And also a sporter of a very nice dad bod.
He's kind of the dad of the group, I think.
Truth.
We have a mom. Christy's the mom.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like you're the dad.
Yes. All right.
Kids. So without further ado, let's get into it. Matt, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited, and this so far is fun.
Yeah, so far. Well, we're just getting started. We're gonna have some fun here. Thanks for joining us today. So I wanted to talk about first here. About 3 years ago, you and I both had about 3.5 years ago, I think it was. You and I both had pretty good jobs with pretty good salaries, and things were okay. And I came to you with the crazy idea of leaving our company and starting our own. And in 3 years, we've gone from zero to over $35 million in sales in one calendar year. We're just on the cusp of about hitting $1 million in gross commission income. And in 3 years, that growth is pretty awesome. I'm super proud about that, and I wanted to mention that. But I wanted to take it a step back, Matt, because, you know, I'm kind of a crazy entrepreneur, and I come up with a lot of crazy ideas. Thank you for answering my text at 11:30 at night when I'm like, you know, I've got this new idea. Actually, a couple weeks ago, I had an idea about a marketing plan based around Mr. Rogers, and I was like, won't you be my neighbor?
Did you have to wear a sweater?
Yeah, I was thinking that. He didn't respond to that one. So he just kind of let that one go. So thanks for listening to all my crazy ideas. But so I came to you about 3.5 years ago. We were sitting across the table at lunch, and I said, what if we left and started our own real estate team? I want to know, why did you say yes?
I ask myself every day. No. I'm kidding. You know, in retrospect, I don't think, you know, it was that crazy. You know, as we fast forward to everything that we've accomplished, but at the time, I think that we were both in a situation where we were, you know, we were trying to be everything to everyone that we were helping and working with, and we were constantly failing. And, you know, we wanted to take, you know, the opportunity in our own hands be in control of our own decisions and really go small. And what I mean by that is just focus on what we did best and, you know, not hide behind technology and work belly to belly with people here in Metro Detroit and utilize everything that we had learned just to go out there and win and to reap the rewards ourselves rather than help support someone who didn't see the same vision as us.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, because that was exactly. I mean, that's the reason too. So it's been a pretty fun 3 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been it's been great. I mean, the hardest thing I think was leaving, you know, the people that we were working with previously, because we had assembled a really awesome team. So in addition to selling real estate and establishing a brand and a name for ourselves, we really sought out to kind of replicate that team. And I think we've really done that. I'm really proud of the people that we've joined. It's a small family of winners who support each other. And, you know, it makes the days go by a lot quicker. It's crazy to think that that was so long ago.
I know. It's great. We do work with amazing people. We're sitting with one right now. We started a podcast. She buys into our crazy ideas also. Meg, Christy, Michelle, they're all absolutely amazing. So it's been a fun 3 years. I want to pivot.
Pivot.
And one of the rules on the show is, Matt, we don't take ourselves too seriously. Right. I think that you remember that from episode one.
Can I just come here and hang out for future episodes?
You certainly can.
All right. I think I want to do that.
Certainly can.
Only if you put your mouth up to the microphone.
All right.
A little closer. A little closer. Remember Steve Irwin? He whisper talks. This one's just a teenager. So Matt, one of your areas of expertise is helping people who are looking to buy and or build a new home. And I bring you along anytime I have somebody that says, hey, I want to build, because you are one of the most knowledgeable people. You walk in and you're talking about things that I really, in 16 years of my real estate experience and seven of those being with a builder, you know far more than I do. And it's really very awesome. I love having somebody that's as much of an expert as you are on our team. And so I wanted to give our listeners some of your knowledge. So what are some of the things you tell your clients that are coming to you when they're thinking about embarking on the journey to build a new home? What are some of the things that you want your people to know?
That's a great question. When you go to see a new construction home or you're trying to educate yourself, it's like going to a car dealership times 10. And what I mean is that you can be absolutely dazzled by a brand new home, a model home, right? You go in and you see all of these beautiful furnishings and options and all of these different things. And you know, there's always a joke that one of the husband or the wife is ready to sign right there in the dotted line. So as a word of advice, when you go in and you start exploring new construction, you really have to do your research. You have to get all the information possible to understand what it is that you're looking at. What are the prices on things? What are the options? What are the additional costs? What are included? What's not included? Because you can emotionally make a decision very easily and then regret it later if you haven't taken the time to stop, slow down, and really analyze, you know, the pros and cons of everything that you're looking at.
So that was actually going to be a follow-up question to that is, you know, what are some of the mistakes that you see people commonly make?
Yeah. One of the biggest mistakes is that, like I said, they don't understand what's included, and they start building a home. They put a deposit down, sign a purchase agreement that's about 100 pages long. No one reads them. So they just assume that the home that they're building perhaps is going to be exactly like that model home that they saw or that other home that they saw, and they didn't really understand what it is that they're going to get and the price that they're paying and what are the options that home had that they're not necessarily going to get unless they add them through the purchase agreement process.
Yeah, those model homes are designed to make you excited.
Absolutely.
About what can be. They paint the picture.
Absolutely.
And so what you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is often, you know, don't be fooled by the model homes. Know exactly what you're getting into and know that you're walking into those seeing, you know, the big shiny, you know, soup to nuts, every upgrade possible. And
what, wait. What's soup to nuts? Let's talk about that. Okay. Like, what is that?
That's a cliche. I mean, you know, front to back, cradle to grave, you know, that type
have
of thing.
Have you heard that before?
I have, but I don't really understand what it means.
Yeah, so I don't understand. Soup to nuts.
That
like,
will be.
I have like so many things running through my mind.
That's
right,
that's
probably worth a Google.
That's, hang on a second. We're going to get back to construction.
Sorry.
Here. That's the beginning of the dinner, the end of the dinner.
You have, see? Nuts at the end of the dinner?
Okay. Crikey. This one's
Am I
just
wrong?
A, this like, one's I just don't... a teenager.
Dessert nuts?
We don't serve nuts at the end of our meals.
So. Wow, you have derailed. Okay, listen, here, let's get back on track. Matt, I want to talk about, because you spend a lot of time in builders' models, and there are trends that are coming and going all the time. I remember when I worked in builder models, it was maple cabinets and oak floors. And we are seeing that in the homes that we are trying to sell right now. It used to be these big open floor plans with these expansive ceilings. That's like all but gone. What are some of the things that you're seeing, the trends that you're seeing in homes that are being built today? What should some people do? What should they not do?
That's a good question. You know, 99% of the homes I think are right now like white shaker cabinets, subway tile backsplash, stainless steel appliances.
Let's pause on that for one quick second, because is that going to change?
I think everything changes.
Yeah.
Everything goes through, you know, the times where it's popular or not. If you're building a house though, yes, you should be concerned and cognizant of resale value, but you should also do the things that you like.
Yeah. Okay. That's
if
a good
you
point.
Like that, do it.
Yeah.
You know, most people are in a home 7 to 10 years now. You know, you're probably going to be out of date no matter what you pick.
Right.
So if you love it today, do it.
Okay.
That's what I would recommend.
That's a good point.
That's great advice. I saw navy cabinets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think
navy,
I like that.
Gray, you know, two-tone. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot.
Yeah,
that.
Super cool. We're actually going to have some interior designers on the show. We're going to have Sophia Gardina and we're going to have Candace Griffin on the show, who are both absolutely amazing interior designers. And they're going to talk about some of the trends that, you know, they see. And, you know, they're going to give some more insight to that. That's going to be one to tune into also.
Awesome.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why is it important? This is something... being, you know, less than 5 years into real estate that I think people don't understand, so it might be important to touch on. When I walk in to an office or a model and there's an agent there, why is it important to have my own representation, and why?
This is a good question.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Bethany. And what you have to realize and what you have to remember is that the builder salesperson, the real estate agent that they've hired that sits in a model or answers the phone, they work for the builder, right? So what I mean by that is they do not have you as a consumer's best interest in mind. So when you go in and ask questions, obviously there's real estate laws, they have to abide by those, but they're not looking out for your best interests. What many people don't think that they need, because models are typically open 5 days a week, is a real estate agent, but that couldn't be further from the truth. You should always have someone representing you, looking out for your best interest, asking questions. Like I said, you know, you should talk about and ask and make sure that you understand. The best part about this is that you as a buyer, you don't pay for this service. The builder bakes into their marketing costs that they're going to have to pay a real estate agent. And if you're going there and you don't have a real estate agent, they're just making more money. They're not, you know, they're expecting to have an agent on the other side. So if you're working with a builder and you're not using a buyer's agent, like someone from the Metro Group, you are really doing yourself a disservice. So you should have somebody.
So let's dispel one rumor here too. It doesn't save you money to not have a real estate agent with you.
No. Yeah. Either the builder's going to make that money or the builder sales rep makes double.
Wow. Okay. Great. So, and it's important to have somebody that knows the new construction process on your side representing you.
Absolutely.
Like, actually, Bethany has a client that is working with a semi-custom builder right now, and we have been with them every single step of the way. And I think they have a real comfort in having us next to them as they're, you know, going through the options and picking the things out. And, you know, the other thing that I think that we bring to is we look down the road for them 5-10 years and we say, this is the thing. You're going to call me in 5 or 10 years from now to sell this house. You're going to. And let's set it up today with that thought in mind into the future that we are going to sell this. Let's set ourselves up so we can sell it fast and for top dollar and make you some money here whenever you do decide to sell.
Absolutely. If you, as a buyer's agent, know new construction and you know you can add a ton of value. A lot of real estate agents that don't know a lot about new construction don't necessarily add a lot of value. So I would definitely, if you're working on purchasing a home or looking at homes and you're possibly looking at new construction, ask the buyer's agent that you're working with how many new construction deals that they've been involved with.
Right. That's great.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Gosh, you know, I bet a lot of people don't think about that. So you know what I would do? I'd call Matt Marsupian. Right? Because there's probably nobody that knows more than him. And we'll give you his phone number at the end of the show. So I want to pivot to talk about one other thing here, because the other thing that you specialize in with me, and we talk a lot about this all the time, is you're a listing agent. That's the thing that you and I focus on at Metro Group Real Estate is helping people sell homes. We have three other people on our team that specialize in helping people look for and purchase and find a home. But your and my expertise is helping people list and sell their home so they can buy that dream home that they're looking to get into. So we've been talking a lot about this lately, about what are the most important things that a seller needs or that a seller can do, or how we can maximize their return on their investment. So what are some of the things you're recommending to your sellers when they're getting their home ready for market? What are the most important things you see right now?
We talked about it earlier when someone walks into a new construction home and gets dazzled by the model. When you have a used home, you have a resale home, you want to try to accomplish the same goal. You want your house to be a model.
Wow.
Yeah. And you only have one opportunity to do that. That first impression is make it or break it. You go into a model home, their closets aren't, you know, overflowing with clothes. There's no dishes all over the countertop. They look pristine and they show that way. And that's how your home should show as well.
Wow.
So yeah. When it comes down to, you know, paint our nicks in the wall, you know, painting those, making sure that those are presentable. The carpets are clean. The furniture's right. There's not too much furniture. There's not enough furniture. It looks perfect. That's an opportunity you have to do. And it starts really by online, because most 97% of buyers start their search online. So you need to portray that not just in person, but online. And in order to do that, it's got to look great in photos and video.
So what And this is just me hearing what you're saying. Yeah. I think a seller has the opportunity to make their home look and present like a model home, but they can actually purchase it. Whereas somebody goes and looks at a model home and that's like dreamland, can't happen. We can make your home look like a model home and somebody can actually move right into that.
The problem is most people don't know how to do that.
How do you do that then?
You bring in a professional.
Okay, is that you? Are you a professional?
I know enough to be dangerous, but no, I'm not a professional. I sell houses. Dun. I don't build them, and I don't design and decorate them. No, we work with accredited stagers and interior designers whose job it is to from one end come in and recommend some maybe paint color choices and some furniture selection to all the way soup to nuts to bringing in furniture and making it look like a model home if it's vacant.
What's soup to nuts mean? No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to be Googling the shit out of this when we're done.
Okay, good. Yeah, so we bring in a professional stager every time. Okay, cool.
And then, and sometimes, right, it's even just adjusting what you already have, right? So, like, I think some people are intimidated by staging because they're like, they're going to haul all my stuff out or I'm going to have to. And sometimes, right. Sometimes it's that way, but sometimes it can be more minor adjustments, adding
accents,
moving things, adding plants, adding accents, decluttering.
When you own a house and you live in it each day, you know, that house is set up for you and your family, right, and your kids, and you don't see an outside perspective for that. So when you bring in a professional, they come in, you're absolutely right. They might give you some simple suggestions that you just would not have thought of that are going to make huge differences in the marketability of your home. The way you live in it and the way you market it to sell are two completely different things. And if you're serious about selling your home and getting top dollar and selling it as quickly as possible, some simple things can really make a big difference.
Cool. So we bring in a you bring in a stager.
We do.
Let's talk a little bit about photography and videography.
How do you feel about the picture in the mirror with the cell phone?
I think everyone in the office...
God, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Any of our listeners out there,
I'm sorry,
an Instagram account that is worth following is Bad Real Estate Picks.
Oh.
Oh, you don't follow that. Get That's on good. That.
Soup to nuts, right. Bad Real Estate Picks.
Right on. Get on that.
Behind.
People in the agents in the office probably get a laugh out of every time I'm cursing at my computer screen when I see
a newly
listed home that's a gorgeous home that has tons of potential and it's shot with an iPhone or worse.
A flip phone.
Oh, this doesn't exist.
Nobody has flip phones.
I've seen one in the mirror because I can see their phone.
A jitterbug? Like one of those?
What's a jitterbug?
It's the phone your grandma would have. With it, like only
Bethany's
has three
learning phones. All kinds of new stuff. God.
But no.
Like a Nokia?
That was like my first phone, I think.
Yeah.
So
when you have bad photos, it really it's so, you know, people work when they're looking at homes online through process of elimination, and just like Tinder, we have a really short attention span and we swipe if we don't like one of the photos. So when you are marketing your home and it starts online, it's got to look great. Every photo has got to look great.
You got to fall in love with it.
And you have to bring in a professional. Again, I could take some decent photos. There's some filter apps that make things look pretty cool, but I'm not a professional. So I bring those in and I let them do their job. We work with some really great photographers that do an incredible job. They know what they're doing. They don't shoot babies. They don't shoot weddings. They shoot houses day in and day out. And they do a really great job at it. And you can see we have a policy on all of our listings, whether it's a $50,000 condo co-op to a $2 million property, a professional photographer is brought in to make that home show as nicely as it can.
Let's talk about videography. What are your thoughts on that? Because we see some people doing it, some people not doing it. It's the higher end stuff. We see these video walkthroughs where it's more about the agent than it's actually about the house. And guilty as charged, this is honestly real estate. I've done that too. What are some of your thoughts on videography? What does that do for a home when somebody's trying to sell it?
Well, your first showing is online. Your very first showing is online. So not only do you have to have great pictures, but you have to give someone the feeling that they love that home so much they have to see it in person. And photos don't just do it. Video adds another element to it. And I'm not talking about click-through, virtual tour,
right,
fisheye, camera.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. This is making me dizzy. But actual video that you can click and watch, and it's not 10 minutes long. It's short enough to give you a taste of everything that home has. And, you know, these are not cheap. That's why agents don't do them.
Right.
I feel like they tell a story, too. I think a video tells a story.
They absolutely do.
More than pictures do.
And video isn't cheap, but typically agents are, right?
Absolutely.
I don't have a...
Especially in a hot market, especially when homes are flying off the shelves. Why would they spend money on photography and video? Because the house sells itself. You want to work with an agent. You want to work with a company that's going to pull out all the stops and make your home show remarkable. There's something about every single home. When we worked at Pulte together, Mark, you know, we had the 14 home highlight rule.
I think it was 12. Called
12 home highlight rule. Yes. And the point of that was... for every single home, there's one, two, three, four things that are absolutely killer about that home. You want to showcase those things and, you know, negate the things that aren't so great. So with a video, with professional photography, you can highlight the things that are best about a home in order to get someone to come in to see it.
Yeah. Homes, it is, as Bob Dylan said, the times they are changing. It's not what it used to be. Homes aren't flying off the market with, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 offers. So yeah. So you stage a home, you photograph it, you do videography for it. What's the best way to get it out to market? Do you put it online and hope, or what are some of the other strategies you think to get it out there and expose it to as many people as possible?
It's a great question. I think a lot of agents, they do. They just put it online. They put it on the MLS. We're blessed with, you know, technology these days that makes the process relatively simple for us. So when you put it on the MLS, it goes to Zillow, goes to Realtor.com, goes to Yahoo Homes, it goes to all these websites automatically. And because it does that automatically, that's where a lot of agents stop. Right. So it's out there. People have to find it, right? They have the search criteria that they're looking for. In order to really market a home and put it in front of as many people as possible, we found that you really have to put it in front of people that aren't necessarily looking.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is that, you know, just like, and you're on Facebook and you have your, you know, the things that you like, CrossFit, this and that, you know, new gym workout shoes, they pop up in your feed because they're targeting someone who thinks, hey, these might be cool for that person. Real estate's no different. Everyone loves looking at a pretty house. And if you're selling a gorgeous little cute bungalow in Royal Oak, you know, you can find the people out there that, you know, rent or live in a little starter condo or home in that area and put it in front of them when they're not necessarily looking for it. And they ooh and they ah and they click and they give the information to the agent that allows them to follow up and to, you know, try to sell that home. So that's someone that wasn't necessarily looking.
Or might not be looking right now, but is going to be looking in 6 months, but you have the exact home that they've been looking for. And oh, by the way, they're not looking at Zillow or Realtor.com, or they're not on a portal from their realtor, but you just put the perfect home right in front of them. That's an opportunity, right?
Absolutely. So digital marketing is absolutely paramount. I would highly recommend if you're thinking about selling your home or you're interviewing agents, ask them what their digital marketing strategy is. Ask them for proof of what they've done in the past. The numbers, you know, really matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I want to ask you a question. Because we're entering the holidays right now. Talk to me a little bit about somebody that wants to sell a home in December and doesn't want to list, they want to wait until March. What do you tell that person?
Definitely understand. Selling a home can be a stressful, you know, stressful deal, especially, you know, around the holidays. But what I can tell you is that homes sell all year round. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Yes. Will more homes sell in the spring? Absolutely. But there'll also be a lot more buyers out there looking in the spring. So, you know, honestly, it's all relative.
Yeah. There'll be more inventory in the spring. There Absolutely. Are plenty of homes that get sold in the month of December. There's a ton of transferees coming into town. So if you have a need and you want to put your home on the market, you maybe want to differentiate and you do the right things. You're going to put that home in front of people that might not be moving until March, but you might have the perfect home. Do it. Do it now.
Absolutely.
Arnold says it.
Okay. One more pivot. And
I feel like that word can never just be said without everyone thinking about Friends. You know, it just can't.
Bad. You
know, like Ross just pops in my head.
So, Matt, I want to talk to some of the realtors out there that might be listening to the show. Real estate's a difficult profession. What's the best advice you could give someone that's looking to start a career in real estate?
It's hard.
Run.
No,
it's hard.
No, in all seriousness, it is hard. It is harder than the TV shows make it seem like it is. I think real estate is one of those things that it has endless opportunity in it. And because it has endless opportunity, you have a lot of people that want – that see dollar signs and want to pursue it but don't really understand how hard of work it is. The great thing about it though is that it is hugely rewarding if you're willing to put in the work and you have the patience. I would recommend to anyone – new or anyone who's already a real estate agent who's really not finding a lot of traction to one of two things. One, find a really incredible mentor, someone who's done it, who's doing it, right? Doing it right now, not 20 years ago, who's selling real estate right now, or join a team surround yourself with people who are doing it. You can learn a lot from people. You can see what they're doing, what makes them successful. You can have someone to bounce ideas off of. It's really important because it can be really lonely and you can bang your head against a wall. Otherwise, you know, you might find yourself, you know, burning out. And that happens. The average agent's only in business for less than a couple years. And I truly think that many of those could have a really successful long-term career in real estate if they would have put themselves with the right people.
Real estate has an 80% failure rate. Real estate agents.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I just don't know anything today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think too what's helped me kind of get through my first couple of years is I've had a couple mentors.
You've had a couple great mentors.
I have really, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I aligned
because I'm one of them.
Yes.
So there's at least one good one.
The other one's kind of a dickhead. But no, I'm just kidding.
Wait a second. The other one's a female, so the dickhead must be me. Okay,
carry on. So I think what was helpful for me is like I decided what I wanted my business to look like and what are the things that are really important to me because I wanted to stay authentic to who I was and who was doing it in a way that I liked, that felt like it could fit with how I am in my style and my personality. So if you pick a group or you pick a mentor that does things, because there's variations in how people do this business.
You bet.
So you find somebody who really has the passion for the doing it the way that you like it to be done or that you see value in. And that's what's been great for me is I feel like I've found people that have similar values that are authentic and that aligns with who I am, you know. So because in that way you don't burn out because you're just doing what you love and you're doing you.
Absolutely. So. There are a lot of different ways to generate business and to find clients. And you have to be authentic to you. You're absolutely right. If you think that the only way that you're going to get business is cold calling and you absolutely hate it and you're terrible at it, it might not be for you. You might be the type of person that needs to go knock on doors. Right or wrong, there is no right or wrong. There is not one way to do it.
Yeah. I remember my first year, I was like, okay, cold calling was the thing for me, right? Like that was the thing I didn't want to do, but I was going to make myself do it because it's like eating your fucking vegetables. It's like, all right, you just keep doing it and then it gets easier. And it didn't. It didn't get easier.
Yeah.
And
some people, it doesn't.
It doesn't. And so I called my mentor in D.C., Kay Houghton, who's amazing. If you're in D.C.
We're going to have her call in and be on the show.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And I like called her crying and I'm like, if you tell me to keep cold calling, I'll do it. Just tell me I got to do it. And she said, stop. Just stop doing it. Don't do it. She's like, I don't do it anymore. She's like, I found other ways. She's like, you have to do something. You can't just not do anything. But find what works for you because it's not going to work.
And then at the same time, we have a good friend, Matt Stransky, who's also going to be on the show, who his entire team every single day shows up and they
cold call.
Yeah. And they've got six people who sit on the phone and they cold call. They call around the neighborhood, say, we've got a home listed. Are you looking to buy or sell? And that is their shtick. And that works for them and it may work for you. So know that there's – let me just see if I can summarize for the real estate agents out there. Know that there's more than one way to do this. Find a mentor. Potentially, really consider joining a team. And, you know, go with your heart, go with your gut, go with what feels right.
And don't stop.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
Lastly, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up. I think Matt, this is a perfect arc of this conversation, and it really shows your expertise, some of the things that we talked about at the beginning of this.
Are we going hunting? Are we going to kill something?
Some of the things that we talked about. Obviously, Matt, you are a true pro. It is an honor to work with you every single day. Thank you so much for all that you do for me, for our company. I admire you as a friend and as a father, my friend. I really do. As a professional as well. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So friends, that is the Honestly Real Estate Show. Please, if you're listening on iTunes, give us a download, give us a review. Follow us on Instagram. Thank you. It's at Honestly Real Estate. We're on Facebook too. SoundCloud, Podcast Detroit. Leave us a question. We are asking you, if you are listening to this, ask us a question. We're going to read it on air. It's going to be a ton of fun to see what comes across. Nothing is off.
Yeah, and if you knew what soup to nuts was, like, please just let me know.
Somebody help Bethany out on what soup to nuts is. Thanks so much for tuning in, folks. We'll see you here in a couple weeks on the Honestly Real Estate Podcast.